company that values healthy eating. It's a...
The headlines. Chishimba Kambwili pleads guilty in immigration case. Illegal miner dies after tunnel collapse at KCM dump site. In global news, five patients recover from Ebola in... Good afternoon. With the news at 13 hours on Phoenix FM, my name is Ruben Mwanza. Former Minister Chishimba Kambwili has pleaded guilty to a charge of failing to appear before immigration officers at a point of entry. Mr. Kambwili changed his plea from not guilty to guilty when he appeared before Lusaka magistrate George Njovu this morning. He is charged with one count of departing from Zambia without presenting himself to an immigration officer at the port of entry, contrary to Section 16, Subsection 1, read together with Section 56, Subsection 1 of the Immigration and Deportation Act No. 18 of 2010. The offence is alleged to have occurred between January the 1st and 30th, 2024, in Lusaka. According to the charge, Mr. Kambwili, holder of passport number ZP056389, left Zambia without lawful authority and failed to report to immigration officers at a point of entry as required by law. In October 2025, the Department of Immigration arrested and charged Mr. Kambwili for allegedly crossing into Zimbabwe through the Chirundu border control in January 2024 without completing the required exit procedures. The arrest came a day before his scheduled release from prison, where he had been serving a 5-month sentence imposed by the Kasama Magistrates Court after being convicted of expressing hatred or ridicule against persons on the basis of tribe and place of origin. The court has scheduled 4th June 2026 for the reading of facts and possible sentencing. A 36-year-old man of Chingola has died after a tunnel collapsed while conducting illegal mining activities at OB13 KCM dump site in Chingola district on the Copper Belt. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yui, who has confirmed the incident, has identified the deceased as Kelvin Musebo of house number C1 Kapisha compound. Mr. Yui says the incident occurred last evening when the deceased and another illegal miner, Johnson Musebo, went to the dump site together with friends to extract copper ore materials. He says, according to information obtained by police, the two miners were inside a rat hole mining pit when a pile of earth suddenly collapsed and blocked the tunnel entrance while they were underground extracting copper ore. Mr. Yui says Johnson Musebo was partially buried and was rescued alive with the help of fellow illegal miners, while Kelvin Musebo was completely trapped beneath the debris. He explains that the group later managed to retrieve him and rushed both victims to Nchanga North General Hospital, where Kelvin Musebo was pronounced dead upon arrival. Government, through the Ministry of Health, has launched the second round of the National Polio Vaccination Campaign aimed at protecting children under the age of 5 from poliomyelitis. The campaign, running from June the 2nd to the 5th, 2026, targets more than 3.7 million children across 6 high-risk provinces, namely Lusaka, Central, Muchinga, Western, Southern and Eastern. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka this morning, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary Donor Coordination, Dr. George Sinyangwe, says the campaign follows the detection of a type 2 poliovirus variant in a wastewater sample collected in Lusaka earlier this year. Dr. Sinyangwe has disclosed that the first round of the vaccination campaign conducted in April this year surpassed its target, with more than 3.8 million children vaccinated, representing 102% coverage. He is urging parents and guardians to ensure that all children under 5 receive the oral polio vaccine during the second round, regardless of their previous vaccination status.
The disease has no cure, and vaccination remains the most effective way of protecting our children and communities by preventing transmission. The oral polio vaccine is safe, effective, and given freely, and it's also the cornerstone of our eradication efforts here in Zambia and across the entire world.
Meanwhile, World Health Organization country representative Dr. Peter Suva applauded government for its proactive role in preventing infections, noting that no cases have been recorded so far.
Zambia has not reported any case of circulating vaccine-derived poliovirus in a child. This is because of the good work that has happened. We are responding to the sample that was collected from the environment more or less in February, reported in February this year.
Police in Katete District have arrested a 48-year-old man for allegedly forging and uttering a fake grade 12 certificate during candidate screening for this year's presidential, parliamentary and local government general elections. The suspect, Raymond Mwale of Chigaga Compound, was apprehended on the 30th of May 2026 at Chavuka area by Katete Police Station officers. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the arrest followed a report filed on the 27th of May 2026 by Mr. Esau Kamanga, Senior Examination Officer at the Examination Council of Zambia. Mr. Mwemba says the forgery came to light on the 8th of April 2026 at the ECZ Resource Center, Hillside Girls Secondary School in Chipata. He says Mwale had presented a physical copy of a grade 12 certificate during the screening of political candidates, and when ECZ officers checked the examination number against their database, the grades on the paper did not match the original results in the system. Mr. Mwemba says investigations showed that grades had been altered using an unknown method, though the exam number was genuine. He says a warn and caution statement has been recorded from the suspect and is yet to be formally charged with forgery and uttering a forged document. In global news, health authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo are celebrating after five patients who had Ebola and now recovered were allowed to leave hospital. The current outbreak is suspected to have killed almost 250 people, but those infected can get better, and officials stress that people should seek medical help if they believe they have contracted the virus. On Sunday, there was a ceremony for a group of four nurses who were discharged from a hospital in Bunia, the provincial capital of Ituri, the epicenter of the outbreak. The BBC reports on other world stories.
Parliament is starting an impeachment inquiry into President Cyril Ramaphosa over a scandal involving the theft of more than $500,000 from his farm. A parliamentary committee is holding its first meeting today. Demonstrations are taking place in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, over rising cases of femicide and violence against women. Hundreds of protesters have gathered in the city centre. Iran says it has targeted an American military airbase after the United States launched renewed strikes on Iranian targets over the weekend. The Revolutionary Guard didn't give the location of the base, but Kuwait says it has come under attack. Washington says it struck Iranian radar and drone sites in the city of Goruk and the island of Hishen.
We take a break.
From animal to digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
KFM rising for 30 years.
And now, business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
In business news, mining expert Charles Mulila has raised concern over the slower rate of investment in minerals of other than copper, saying projections in Zambia's National Critical Minerals Strategy 2024 to 2028 are not shaping current investments. The government strategy projects a massive expansion in the mining sector to meet booming global demand for the clean energy minerals. But Phoenix But speaking to Phoenix FM Business News in an interview, Mr. Molila says minerals such as manganese still have potential to be popularized, especially in places like Luapula province.